The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. Whoa, I am your host, John Stadtmiller. It is Monday, folks, 5th of July. And I want to read something to you by the TOB Talk staff. Media today is a far cry from what baby boomers experienced in their youth. Media was trusted. It was a mission to watch the evening news with favored commentators and newscasters hell-bent on bringing you what really happened today. Or maybe they just thought it was that way because at the time they had no reason to believe otherwise. Fast forward to today, and you'll see the same TV media, corrupt beyond belief, and struggling just to keep their heads above a 50% approval rating. With some below 50%. Our founders are turning in their graves as what they had hoped would be government in check has become their main tool for sedition and tyranny against who? That's right, we the people. With the advent of even basic social media such as Facebook in the late 20th century, all this changed. We began to look at these platforms as an extension of our voices, something that could amplify and relay our thoughts and beliefs to a whole new audience of friends scattered across the country and even the planet. We could have a voice. So far, so good. Well, little do those who funded and promoted these new forums of publicly accessible media know that the platform would be seized upon to hold tyranny in check via the voice of we the people. They eventually came to not only realize this, but to also plan and institute means to silence us on the very platforms they have provided to give us a voice in the first place. Today, via these supposed mechanisms of free speech, we the people suffer massive pushback, censorship, restrictions on our ability to speak. Global corporations and elite now make the rules. And most of the big tech social media platforms we see today are only too happy to prostrate themselves in front of the altar of global elitism. many of which they belong to that club. Go figure. As social media continued to grow in size and presence, its ties to both government and elite global corporations increasingly became their focus. And rigging elections, for example, became a reality via the mechanism of retarding the influence of one side by ensuring that their message was muffled or censored and promoting broadly the message of their benefactors. As a result, here are just a few of the many issues we now face. You're censored for saying anything that threatens vaccine uptake. You're censored for saying anything about death and suffering of the COVID vaccines that are causing in magnitude above what any other vaccine in history has. You're censored for saying anything about the horrible fallout from lockdowns or the lives they've destroyed or stolen. You are censored for saying anything about the paid and biased fact-checkers who are now the authority, even when their biases and loyalties are called out. You're censored for discussing the blatant theft of the voice of we the people with the most corrupt and seditious presidential election ever in modern history. You're censored for saying the truth about the takeover of America by a treasonous radical left who bases their power on convincing America and that conservatives, especially white males, are a massive threat to our republic. You are banned, your information deleted, or tagged with erroneous bull to indicate to others that you're either lying, severely compromised by bad influences, or just plain dumb. Yeah. The media, Fourth Estate, the mechanism our founders hoped would hold a growing government in check, has failed we the people in a monumental fashion and, in fact, has become what we fear most. TLB Talk is a new social media platform created for the specific reason of allowing you to have your say, as our Constitution and Bill of Rights puts forth in the name of we the people. It is a platform funded in total by members and staff, allowing us to speak the truth without the danger of upsetting those who would own us, literally. It is freedom to speak your mind as it pertains to the reality we live in today, without constant and amplifying repercussions that benefit only those we are pushing back against. This is what our founders intended, and this is what Talk will provide. Please understand the talk is about the freedom to speak what you believe. But there has to be reason in this equation. All must remember that if it's illegal on the outside, actual law, then it more than likely must be illegal on the inside. Or this platform will be taken from us so fast it would be crazy. Barring this, your right to be heard will be protected. We'd also like to bring to your attention again the fact that Talk is fully funded by members and staff, allowing us to say and present much more than would be tolerated on commercial sites who are beholden to their big investors. For this reason, we ask that all who come in, membership is free, by the way, make at minimum a one-time donation on your way in the door. Not going to be weekly, monthly, hey, you've not paid your dues, you're cut off, whatever. No. This is the price of a fancy cup of coffee, folks. $5. Or whatever amount you see fit to help fund success and expansion of this platform. If you'd like to check the box that says make this a monthly donation, yeah, you'd be helping to ensure the future of Talk. With all this being said, where you get to rock this new home for those who wish to respect of being able to talk. Please come and join us today. Actually, it launched yesterday. It was a soft launch. Yesterday was July 4th. Roger Landry is he there?
Oh yeah, I'm here. I'm very impressed by your ability to read. And thank you very much, sir. I appreciate you opening the show that way.
Well, there were only a few foibles and I glossed them over in grand fashion. You have been doing this for over 12 years.
Yes.
There has been three iterations. First one got blown up. The second one got blown up. And you have chewed your fingernails down to your elbows. You ain't got no forearms or hands or wrist anymore.
No.
No. And finally, after 3.5 years on this go-around, you have a little announcement to make, don't you?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's going to be hard to follow what you just read.
Yeah, but you wrote it.
Yes, I did. Okay. But you didn't have to tell everybody
well,
that.
Well, you know.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
It is. I probably would have admitted to that fact somewhere in the conversation. And anybody who has read any of the over 2,000 articles I've written would have immediately said, yeah, Roger wrote that. So anyway, the announcement is this, okay? There has never been a time in the history of mankind where more mechanisms of control are being utilized against us. There never has been. There's always been censorship. There has been, okay? As a matter of fact, there were, like you and I had a discussion earlier, there were scroll burnings 1,000 years ago in Rome. So if we stop to consider there's nothing new with that, why the heck in the 1990s, when you and I saw something peek out of the corner, and that was something called Facebook, and all of a sudden there was social media, meaning social as in you and me now had a voice. We see the tyranny that has progressed from that, and you just read it, okay? We see what we can and can't say, and that was never supposed to be. Facebook was announced to the public as giving them a voice, only to find out, once they had been bought and paid for by the big corporations and their power was growing, only to find out that that was a big mess up, and they would have to find a way to censor our voices or their power would be diminished. I said something to somebody today that absolutely rocked me after I listened to it. I said, look, we're always going to be censored because this person just got shut off on Facebook for 30 days. I said, we're always going to be censored. We're always going to be censored to the point where if our ideas and our ideals don't match theirs, then our word will not get out, even if it looks like it is. I said, the only recourse for people like you and I is to build our own sandbox. Enter TLB Talk. You covered two extremely vital points close to the end of that. The first one is, everybody seems to think the freedom of speech means you can go and say anything you want. That is not true. It never has been true. Freedom of speech means that you can get your ideas across, but that doesn't mean you can use vulgarity, you can use illegal means, you can use... So whatever is illegal on the outside must be illegal on the inside. So anybody listening, and we are stating over and over again that we are a platform that will allow you a voice. But that voice has to be a voice of a responsible individual. It has to be your thoughts in a fashion that people will understand and be able to maybe even agree with. Vulgarity, illegalities, they can't exist. That's the first thing, okay? Everybody needs to understand something like that because there will be trolls entering anybody who starts a social media platform, and they will do their best to do things that will get the platform shut down. And in some cases, they're even paid to be there to do that. So we need to be aware, and we are already putting into play mechanisms to give us a heads up on any of these issues that may be occurring. The second thing is this, okay? Anybody who has listened to, Mike Lindell, the Pillow Man, and his launch, and Trump and his launch, and all of the things that are happening, you realize that one of the things that these people made sure you understood is that they poured millions of dollars into this and got the best experts on the planet, which I can't believe because they're both having issues. Okay? I'm telling you that corporate money rules. It does. Corporate money rules, especially when it's a lot. What we're looking at here, We're looking at a project that was, I don't know, total cost is under $50,000, not millions. And that, you said it was done over 3.5 years with talented people that put a little piece in place as they had to move on in life. Three iterations, but each time we did it, we gained more. So we never had to start again from ground zero. So we stand today with a platform that cost about 1/100th of what these big bragged about and failing social media platforms cost. We also stand here with a platform that was put together by individuals who donated their time and effort to make sure that everybody listening could have a place to go and speak the truth. These are issues. These are things that must be talked about. These are things people need to know about. Okay, what's the Achilles heel here? The Achilles heel here is we take no corporate money. We have no sponsors, which means our sponsors are each and every person who comes through the door. What is it worth to you to have a platform you can go onto to say what you wish to say because you know it to be the truth? Again, you come on, you start lying, you're going to take the pressure of people saying, not only is that not true, but here's the truth. So again, if you wish to put a word out, you also take the backlash if you're wrong. But if people don't support the platform doesn't grow, it doesn't exist, it goes away. This is a platform of the people, by the people. And by the people means, as John said to you in his reading there, as you come in, it doesn't cost you anything to be a member. But if you drop $5 in the bucket, stop and think about this, okay? We are expecting within months to be in the millions. If everybody dropped $5 in the bucket, this would be a platform that would be absolutely, I don't know, the envy of everybody, even the pillow guy and Mr. Trump, both of which I like. I'm not saying they're bad people, but I just don't think that they put enough effort or thought into what they tried to accomplish. I'm not telling you that talk is perfect, and that is the platform. It's TLB Talk, but everybody knows that Americans like to shorten names, so this is eventually and very quickly just going to be called Talk, and we're fine with that. But Talk is basically set up as your platform. Dropping $5 in the bucket on the way in doesn't mean you've got to do that every time, but that in itself, if we've got 500,000 people, a million people, and everybody drops $5 in the bucket, imagine where this platform can go. This is exactly what we are working to do. This is our mission.
And let me drop this in here while you're mentioning this. $5 for access to TLB Talk, that's not a whole lot of money, and most people might think, well, what's $5? I mean, it's not going to make a difference one way or the other. Oh, no, folks. Every aspect of this has been thought out to the nth degree. And I came on board about a year ago, and I was part of your meetings there on Saturdays. And I saw the strategy, I saw the planning, I saw a few weak points. I pointed those out.
Yep.
Many times, and until somebody either said, hey, you know, you got a point there, or it got fixed. It was a very well run and right on time meeting every Saturday at 2 p.m. And I think I only missed one of those meetings. But I have looked at this from a security standpoint. And one of the things I've said to Roger was, okay, bandwidth, server space, what about that? And folks, what we're going to continue to do is to continue to lock down this site from the cloud minders. I think that's a good term for them, Roger. The cloud minders. That these people would be, well, just benevolent keepers of the kingdom, and you know, they give you a pat on the head as you walk through the door. No. We are the counter for just, and this is hard for a lot of people to imagine, even people that really don't know that it's even going on. Somebody posted on TLB Talk, by the way, that password did work. Thank you, Roger. I am into the site. Yeah, and I did that a few minutes before the show. I said, wait a minute. I never
had to do that before. I blazed new ground after
yes,
you called.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And you said, you know, as if today hasn't been a pressure cooker enough, now you want what? But at any rate, let's take this commercial break. We're going to have Roger on, I suspect, for the whole 2 hours today. Is that about right?
I can't do the whole 2 hours, but I may be able to push past the end of the first hour.
All right, very good. Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Oh, and I was so good for over a year for a talk show host to know what's going on and not be able to talk about it is sheer torture. And I needled Roger endlessly on the program, and it was kind of an inside joke. Some people thought something's going on here, but geez, we're not allowed to ask why, and we're not being told, so I guess we'll leave it alone. Well, what I was saying before the break, that you know, there to keep it away from the cloud minders, we have got to insulate and isolate. Now, Roger, I know what I could do with a couple of $1 million right off, right out of the chute here. And we've got the capability of doing it. And you and I have discussed this along with Tom to a large degree, as much as you can talk without actually having the cash to go do it. We need to build our own server farm, because we're not going to leave this to chance for anybody.
No, and you're absolutely right, okay? There's three things that need to be done immediately, okay? And this is, again, let's talk about how we're going to fund this, okay? No, I'm not going to go through that whole rigmarole again, but John made a sterling point, as he usually does. What is $5 going to do coming in the door? Let's put that into perspective, okay? We fully expect to have, within the first month, and we are not We don't have $1 million advertising budget. This is the way we're going to get out. The Liberty Beacon has a lot of connections with a lot of alternative media, and we will use those connections, and we will bring them a story worth getting out to their audience. And this is already planned. So we're expecting this thing to grow, and we're expecting it to grow over the first couple of months, not the first day, like if Trump was to launch something. Okay, 9 million people came in today. First off, again, we paid $35,000 for a project that most of them are probably paying $3 to $5 million for, and I think Trump even said he got $10 million invested in his. What the situation here is, we've got a platform that has the ability to grow. It has the ability to grow quickly, but again, John brings up a sterling point. What about the servers? This is where we are right now, is the third move from one server to the next to the next, server farm to the next. The first one we were on was AWS, Amazon. Guess what? Guess what they did to Parler? So guess what we decided to do as soon as we saw what they did to Parler? We needed to move to another server. So we moved to an American server farm, and they're pretty patriotic. But at the same time, they fall under influences. Who is, you know, is this a company that's owned by partners? Are these partners all in on what they have to say? When they see what TLV Talk is, are they going to push back against people who own the server farm? Or are they going to bring pressure to bear from even bigger outside sources? If you are an American server farm, you are open to this. I don't care who you are or what you say you are. Today in the Joe Biden world of America, okay, you are not safe from being messed with. You're just not. So what did we have to do? We finally had to end up with a server farm that is offshore, so they can't come under pressure. We had to end up with a server farm that has a reputation for having some of the best security on the planet. And we had to have somebody that we were paying full time to keep an eye on that server, to upgrade it, to find out if it's being attacked, so on and so forth. And this is all this person does. These are the things we had to do to basically get a comfort level that 6 months from now, this thing wouldn't be torn apart. And the other thing we had to do, we've already mentioned. Everybody needs to understand that when you start a project like this, there are trolls and paid shills that will come in and do what they can to be a wrecking ball.
And let me underscore that, because I have been criticized over the years. Well, you say that free speech and First Amendment is, and I'm like, yeah. Well, you don't even have comments for your story. People can't comment on the stories on your website. And I said, that's right. Because 13 years ago, after considering this for, if memory serves, 4 to 6 months, I really wrestled with this. Rather than let the moles and the trolls destroy what was going on, I just shut it off. Because I didn't
have... And I agree with that.
And I did not have the time to monitor it. Just recently, we've had people using our name and posting pornography and God knows what. And I'd had enough of that. You know, people that seek permission to do these sorts of things, then you know about them. But if it's not brought to your attention or you just never go there to look, you have no idea. So it was important, Roger, that once you said Amazon, I went, whoops. Because if this is one-tenth of success of the success that you thought that you would get, that would be more than enough for them to come in and whack and attack you, that's for sure. And
Which is why we immediately moved off as soon as the Parler happened.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I mean, it is their world. We're having debate after debate. We know who Mr. Zipperhead is. I'm sorry, Zuckerberg. But the majority of the people that use Facebook don't even know this guy's background. They don't know the connection with the CIA. They don't know that he actually stole this format off of a couple college buddies. I mean,
Steve Jobs being one of them.
Yeah, Steve Jobs being one of them. Yeah, there's a name. But nobody knows the story. All right, we got to take this break. Roger Landry is my guest. TLBtalk.com is the place. Go there right now.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Gotta take a little time, a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines.
You know, folks, yeah, try posting something on Facebook or Twitter. I just had posted up on our website, Roger, over a highway, an interstate. Somebody had to, you know, there's an overpass there and chain link fence, but thank you for the chain link fence because it makes a wonderful place in which to put your posters. And somebody took the time and the energy and the inclination to go out there and have to post something publicly so the public can see it, that don't take these vaccines. They're killing people. Now, I watched Fox News today. Their big promo about Joe Biden, this is July 4th, target date of so many people being injected with this sludge. And they're up there pushing it, much to the downfall. And that 50% that I read and that you wrote about in that opening piece, yeah, that's Fox now. And they're going down by the head. I'm sitting there
CNN
watching.
CNN was the one well below 50.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I'm watching, and they've got the five where they got Waters there, and they've got this person and that person, and they're just gib-gabbing away like they're having a drink at a bar. And I'm watching this, and I'm going, you know, to run television, to make all those payrolls for all those people sitting on that set saying absolutely nothing important about, oh, they did get to some important things. Oh, they opened up the fan email and read a few emails. Oh, what would you prefer? What are you most afraid of, skydiving or scuba diving? Now, there are some real questions that have the answers to that question hold the keys to unlock freedom and liberty in this country again. These people have lost their frickin' minds. They keep
Would you mind if I tell you about some people that have not only great minds, but they also know how to put them to good use? Do you mind if I put a little of that in here right now?
Sure.
I have told, and John has alluded to since this show started, that this is the third time we've tried to get this up and running. The first two times, everybody here needs to understand the mechanism that we're talking about. Is it a social media platform? Yes. Does it rival just about anything out there? Yes. Okay, but what's the story behind it? All right, we have tried to put this together for 3.5 years. We have tried to launch it two other times. What we were doing was we were tapping talented people online on the shoulder and saying, will you contribute? In a lot of cases, somebody will run with you for months and then all of a sudden something happens in their life and they can't. But this is not a paying job. This is not supporting their family. Okay, so you really can't be upset if they say, I have to reprioritize. Or they live, here's the big one, 2,500 miles away from you, and they can make all the promises in the world, and you never once have to look in their eyes to decide whether they're telling the truth or not, and you find out at a critical moment that they can't fulfill the promise they made, and you falter. It has taken 3.5 years, what should have taken 6 months to do, but we have not lost anything we gained. If we made 2 inches forward and had to step back 3 feet, we saved that 2 inches forward. What we have right now is a team that actually brought this across the finish line. Now, I want you to think for 1 second of all the stress that John told you I have and everything else, and the two times that we, especially myself, did everything to get this thing up and running, and it failed because of some of the issues I just explained. To have a team that not only gets it across the finish line, but gets it across the finish line looking like nothing it did the first two times we tried. It's bigger, badder, better, faster. These people have amazing minds. They have amazing talents. The graphics we have, the videos we have, are beyond professional in some cases. Some of the videos that are made up by the TLB Talk team will literally put tears in your eyes, and none of them are longer than 4.5 minutes or 5 minutes at the most. Most of them are about a minute long. The tech that's been done, the graphics that have been done, the organization and administration of this project are far beyond what I could have paid for. If you stop to consider what I just said, I'm telling you the team we have right now, the team that actually got it across the finish line, these are not only talented people. Go look at TLB Talk for yourself if you think I'm kidding. They're not only talented people, but they're doing it like they're driven, and they are, just like John is, just like I am, just like Mary Ellen is, just like Allie is, just like Dan is, and just like, oh, yeah. We've got Kristen, who is our graphics individual, and that's what you will see the most, is the graphics presented to you. Well, these are people with talent, John, and the luck of having them all in one place at one time to finally get this thing across the finish line, you have no idea what I owe these people. In my heart,
well,
you have no clue.
And this was not a paid position.
No.
This was voluntary. They saw the vision. They understood it. They were in, and they weren't in, and then out, and then back in, and back out. We've experienced some personnel problems. There's things that people wanted that they were not going to get. They did not see the reasoning for it, and they blew out a radio show host. I can say that now. And that was a shame. But I'm sure he'll, once he knows that it's been put together and it's been launched, he will promote it himself. Hopefully he will, because this is for everybody.
Yes.
And there was something else that I, Roger, that I shared with you, that we do the most with so very little that when you tell people, they don't believe you. They think right. you're lying.
Yes.
And
you, of anybody I know, knows me better than just about anybody I know. Why? I said something about those people who live 2,500 miles away and they can make you all the promises in the world, and if they don't keep their promise, what are you going to do? Okay? You have literally sat 10 feet away from me and looked me right in the eyes. And when you got here, all the stories I had told you, you found out, by golly, they're all true. The one thing, people can come at me for a lot of things. You worked for the military-industrial complex. How can you ever be forgiven for that? Blah, 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 blah.
I'm paying my penance now is the answer.
What nobody can accuse me of, because you can't prove it, because it doesn't exist, is me blatantly and purposely ever lying to anybody.
Well, and that was an issue. You know, Roger, be honest with you. You know, you would say that. And yeah. I kept thinking, you know, why would somebody say that? Why would somebody keep saying that? Well, then I understood, because you did have
came up and looked me in the eyes.
Well, no. Well, aside from that, people don't like their character questioned, and there have been some characters out there that have been throwing stuff around about you, the aforementioned blowing out Clyde Lewis. I know where that came from, and I know the reason why.
Yep.
And that person's no longer associated with this network because they didn't get what they wanted. So they were going to take their bat and ball and go home, but before they did, they're going to make sure they unzipped their fly and peed in the pool, of which I just absolutely detested, because I thought, you small, little, tiny, insignificant craphead, that you'd destroy a project because you didn't personally get what you wanted. And I thought, you know what? Enough. So I made changes on this end, on this network, to not only protect the network, but also to protect you as well, Roger, because I knew exactly what this was. I knew day by day, week by week, month by month, where exactly you were.
Yes.
And I was the most, I think I became the most impatient guy. I kept asking a question, okay.
When are you going to launch this?
When is this going live? And then I heard the problems crop up that you had before that you wanted to make sure didn't exist, so it didn't end up like a Mike Lindell project. By the way, did Mike Lindell's website ever come back?
I don't know. I've never been over there. People have told me it has, but I can't confirm that. But, you know, you keep making these sterling points over and over and over again. It all comes back to who is in the driver's seat right now. Who is administrating the entire project to make sure that things are getting done, but things are being coordinated? You got to coordinate the graphics with the website people. You got to coordinate so on and so forth. So you need a good administrator. They're not cheap. All of a sudden you find one who not only is a great administrator, but she literally thinks just like you. Okay, then you need a graphics person. And you find that you've got one that's not only good, but everything she touches comes out good. Then you need somebody who is, I don't know, somebody who has the ability to talk to people and have them listen. This is an individual, no, I'm not going to tell you his name, Dan. This is an individual who has 35,000 followers on his Facebook wall. No, he's not an actor. No, he's not any type of a celebrity. He has 35,000 people following him on Facebook. Okay. This is obviously a gentleman who knows how to talk to people and maintain their interest. Okay. I'm just giving you a little bit of what is behind this project. Okay. Between the graphics, the administrative, and then we've got a tech, an administrative, okay, tech. She runs basically the technical department. She's in her late 20s. She doesn't have the life experience, one third of what I've got, but she has managed to work her behind off when it counted to get things done that nobody before her had managed to get done. So we're looking at a team here, including John, because John's doing exactly what his part was at this point, was to help us get the word out. We're looking at a team that clicked. This is not an accident. I don't believe in coincidence whatsoever. And if you want to call this divine intervention, I'm not going to argue with you. But to all of a sudden have all of the pieces together to use what we had already done in the past and modify it to be what it is today with people who weren't even interested in making a penny. They just wanted to provide you, all of you listening, with a platform that not doesn't allow you to be obnoxious necessarily, doesn't allow you to do things illegal necessarily. But if you have a complaint and you wish to get that out, whether it's about vaccines, whether it's about election fraud, whether it's about, you are supposed to, in this country, be able to talk about it. And you're not. Guess what? Time to talk. TLB talk. Drop the TLB. Let's just talk.
You know, it's fascinating to me because people didn't even recognize, you know, social platforms. And the power that it had until it built and built and built and built. And everybody was on the platform. You know, they saw
2 billion on Facebook.
2 billion on Facebook. And trust me, folks, a large majority of these people were not conservative Americans.
No.
Okay. But, you know, these battles didn't take place in the deplatforming until, you know, it's time for the reset. Oh, that's right. What are we resetting? Everything. The mindset, the information, platforms, how they're structured, what we'll allow, what we won't, what we'll censor, what we won't, and on and
they're
on.
They're resetting us, not themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And they're going to end up with a closed loop over there. It's not going to change anybody's mind about anything because they're part of the tribe that doesn't want to hear anything. And this is important. You know, one of the things that is going to be of inestimable value, Roger, is people and organizations, research, stuff that people have been working on that they couldn't find a platform or they couldn't add voices to what they were doing.
Right.
This is a billboard. This is a one-stop shop of finding out what in the hell's going on in the world and what you did. You know, TLBtalk.com. Okay, well, that's a website. No, yep. You had 6 websites internationally running for how long?
Over 10 years.
Okay, over 10 years. Now, all of a sudden, that's kind of, is that going to fade away or that's going to remain there?
Oh, no, TLB Talk is an addition. It is part of the Liberty Beacon Project.
See, I already...
It is not... Yeah.
See, I already knew that because
it's separated out until it finds its identity. We do not want to overpower it with the rest of the project. We want TLB Talk to find its place in the world. But is it part of TLB Project? Yes, it is. Is it right now its own identity until it has an identity? It has to be.
Okay. Now, what I was going to say here. And Roger, I looked at my board op, and he says, well, okay, you're going to post a new link here for TLBtalk.com. What about the other banner? I said, leave it up there. You mean the blue and white one that says TLB Talk? I said, leave it up there, because that's the link to those other websites. So this is an addition, too.
Yes.
And it,
thank you.
It was rather fascinating to me to watch you go through this and your stick-to-itiveness. You know, there's only one other person I know it's more stubborn than you. That's me.
I was about to say, look in the mirror.
Yeah.
I got that.
I would not, and I will not let this network go because this is one of the old school, old timey, you know, not politically correct. We haven't been sanitized by the woke crowd. We've not had the seal of approval from JoJo sitting in the White House right now, stolen his ill-gotten gains. I don't even know how this clown's standing with the criminality issues that are nipping at his heels. I don't even know why this guy's still in the White House. But we have gone through a fundamental change. And since Facebook launched and since TLBTalk.com came on board officially, soft launch yesterday, today officially launched. It is more necessary than ever, because prior to 2015, going back to 2014, yeah, there was a little bit of censorship here and there, but nothing like it is now. Now you got the fact checkers. Now you got the site administrators. If there's anything, now they've got artificial intelligence helping them on keywords, which is how the government used to spy on our phone conversations, say a word, kicks on the recorders. You know,
do you know how to control that best? You know how to control that best? And it doesn't require artificial intelligence. It may be when we get to, you notice I didn't say if, I said when we get to a billion people plus. But right now, I'm going to tell you what. The Liberty Beacon did not want to launch a project at all that was, I don't know, oh, why don't we take this on the other side?
I think we should take this on the other side. Roger Landry is the guest. TLBTalk.com is the new social media site. What do you mean you haven't gone there yet? You got plenty of time. You got 3 minutes. Get over there. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher-certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Soon you will be dancing face to face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven.
Oh, the packaging, the packaging. By the way, Roger, during the commercial break, well, thank you, Robert. This is the guy that cuts my hair because they had everything closed down here in Williamson County. Real hard to cut hair with a mask on. At any rate, He sends me a text. He said, I'll throw in $50 on your next haircut. So that $50 is going over to you.
Well, not to me. I understand what you mean, to TLB Talk.
Right.
Look, everybody needs to understand something out there, too, because, again, this is something we're going to face because there are always those who are going to try and shine a negative light on us. All right? How do we know all this money that's supposedly going in to work on this project, how do we know that money's actually going to be spent on that? How do we know that? First off, we're not talking about millions of dollars, but yes, we are. I expect to see at least 500,000 people in there over the next couple of months. And again, we're not in a hurry to put millions of people in there. We're building a community. We are the very first social media platform that proudly admits we are here for one purpose and one purpose only, community. End of story. That's what we're here for. There are, will always be those who will be sent to make sure it does not happen. They will be, there will be subterfuge. There will be people that will literally go onto a platform like this and post things that are not supposed to be posted. What I am seeing in this community, and there's already quite a few people in the back end there, millions, no, hundreds of thousands, no, but again, this is a private, very, very inexpensively put together platform. So we're taking this thing and we're weighing it as it grows to make sure everything stays working and we don't have a Mike Lindell or a Pillow Man situation here. We are looking at going forward here. We are probably looking at before the end of the year, I would say hitting our first million people. If we can get, and the average so far has been about $5.40 per person. That's the average. Not everybody donates, but some people put in $20, not $5. I'm telling you, 500,000 people to a million people by the end of the year. If the average is $5 a person, this is how we grow. This is how this project becomes something really, really impressive. Now, I'm going to tell you where we want to go, and not even John knows all this. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now that TLB Talk is the funding mechanism for the rest of the talk suite. So when you put in your $5, if you check the little box that says make this a monthly donation, let me tell you where that's going. TLB Talk is step number one. A Facebook replacement is step number two. A Twitter replacement is step number three. Are you understanding where we're going with this? A YouTube replacement, step number four, we are going to replace each and every one of the major modules in a singular suite so that you don't log into Facebook, you log in to Talk, and there's a control panel sitting in front of you, and you have the ability to go to any one of those modules you wish and interchange information between them if need be. There's no, I have to put up with Facebook stuff. I have to put up with YouTube stuff. It's going.
This is huge, man.
This was a surprise for tonight, and yes, these are facts.
This is huge.
Yes.
And I am so proud of myself that I kept my mouth shut for over a year. I didn't think it was possible. No, with all good things, you need good people. You know, this is, I'll tell you what, Raj, this is exactly what planet Earth needed. I'm telling you. Oh, my God. At any rate,
I'm glad that you're playing in our sandbox, John.
Well, hey, just don't eat the lumps. That might be something else. At any rate, we'll take top of the hour break, and we'll take phone calls into the next hour, 512-248-8252. Let me hear you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.